Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Minutes in this segment with Larry Durker, Astros legend on multiple levels, player, manager, broadcaster. His website, 49sfastball.com, 49sfastball.com, blog material, all kinds of audio archive material, and more. Dirk also doing a Saturday show, 1 p.m. on SportsMap 94.1, as the schedule allows. Larry, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty well today, Charlie. I imagine that everyone who is an Astros fan is having a pretty good time, and I would imagine they're also making new fans by the minute.
Yeah, there's no such thing as an unbeatable team, but there are teams that will not wind up beaten. That about how you're feeling with this team right now?
I do. Somebody asked me in the last day or two if the Astros had any weaknesses, and I thought about it for a minute, and I said, no. They've got starting pitching. They've got relief pitching. They've got great fielding. They've got lots of good hitters. And so I said the only weakness they might have is if everyone got hurt. But then I thought, well, last year they went for a month or 6 weeks with three of their starting pitchers on the DL and kept winning. And this year they had Correa, Springer, and Altuve hurt all at the same time. And they didn't keep winning at the same pace, but they didn't just take a nosedive. So even with key players out, they're still a good team.
Their margin of error certainly is less automatically in a best of five or best of seven. But overall, they just have so much more margin of error than everyone else, or almost everyone else, because Marwin Gonzalez didn't have a really good year, but he's capable. And last year he was great. Altuve wasn't close to what he did the last 2 years. Correa had the worst year of his career. Springer had the worst year of his career. But the depth and this starting pitching, the roster construction is different. But, Larry, when you think about a team over a multi-year period, over the course of your baseball life, say Big Red Machine era Reds, I don't think we can come up with one that this team can't stand in with.
No. I have a guy here with me that's been helping me a lot with my website, and he's from Cincinnati. Has been a Reds fan and watched them during the Big Red Machine years. This team has the Astros have way better pitching,
sure,
than those teams did. The one advantage offensively that the Big Red Machine had over the Astros, I don't know if they'd be allowed to do it by their general manager, whoever that is, in these days. But they could play little ball, and they did play little ball, and I felt like, when I pitched against them, if I didn't have good command, guys like Benson Perez and Foster might take me deep. I might walk a few guys, and they might just drive me out of the game. But on days when I had everything going, I still couldn't shut them out. You know, somebody's going to get an infield hit. Somebody's going to steal a base. Somebody's going to drop down a bunt. They're going to move runners. They're going to, you know, with Rose and Morgan and Griffey and Dreesen, all of those left-handed hitters they had could play little ball. They could all steal. And actually, Dreesen and Griffey hit a few home runs. Morgan hit a lot. And Rose, not so many, but he hit a million doubles. So, you know, the left-handed hitters could either drive you out of the game or else they could dink you out of the game. The right-handed hitters weren't so tough, at least for me, if I had command, but whether I did or I didn't, you know, we were going to have to score some runs to beat them.
Talk with Larry Durker. The natural public response for all the players, hey, would you rather play the Red Sox or the Yankees? We don't care. We're going to beat whoever we play. But as an observer, or if you were managing the team, wouldn't you want the Yankees to come back and beat the Red Sox? I know the Astros' overall record better on the road than at home, but you want the home field advantage. And hey, if nothing else, it means the Red Sox and Yankees are extending using pitchers through Thursday.
Oddly enough, I think I would prefer to have the home field advantage. And I say oddly enough because the Astros have handled the Red Sox really well. If you remember last year, they finished at Fenway their last three games and they swept them. And then they won a game at Fenway at the beginning of the playoffs, and then they clinched in Fenway. So I think they feel comfortable playing in that ballpark, and they didn't play as well at home this year as last year, but they did beat the Indians two straight games at home to start this playoff series. So I think I would probably say the Yankees and the Red Sox, you're going to have to be pretty good to beat either one of them. You know, they're both just about as loaded as the Astros. So I'd say let's start at home. And I had a similar situation when I was managing. In 2001, when we won the last game in St. Louis, we won the division. But had we lost that game, we would have won the wild card. And if we lost that, we would have started on the road against the D-backs. And we would have started against Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling. If we won the game, we'd start at home, and we'd go against Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz. So either way, home or road, you're going to have to do something against the best pitchers in the league. And I didn't, you know, really feel strongly either way in that situation. I just, you know, you hope maybe you could split with Johnson and Schilling, and then get them at home. But starting at home, you hope that maybe you might be able to overcome Maddox and Glavine. We did that at times during the season, but as it turned out, we won. We got the home field, and we lost both games of those guys in the first one in Atlanta, and we were done again in the first round. But that's the way it gets in the playoffs. It's really hard to choose who you'd rather play because they're all good.
Right. Right, so I'd rather have the home field advantage than not in the end. Talking with Larry Durker. One other thing, Dirk. Angel Hernandez in that Red Sox-Yankees game last night had three different calls overturned, and they were pretty easy overturns within the first four innings of the game. It got to where routine play. Let's challenge. If Angel made the call, it's at least 50-50. You got it wrong. During your career, was there a super short list of managers that you just thought, these guys are horrible and I can't believe they have jobs?
No, not necessarily. I didn't see that game last night, but I feel like the umpires do a very good job on the bases. I have a feeling that I would prefer to use the electronic strike zone if I were pitching, and I think most hitters would prefer that too because you'd like the strike zone to be the same in the ninth inning as it was in the first inning. And if you throw a pitch low and away for strike one, if it gets to 3-2 and you throw the same pitch, you'd like for it to be a strike instead of ball four. And so I think really that more games would, the outcome of more games would change if the balls and strikes were consistent than the plays on the bases being reviewed. But even that being said, I think they need to review everything in postseason because 162 games is a great equalizer. But in the playoffs, you don't have any equalizer.
Larry Durker, 49sFastball.com, 49sFastball.com. 2 weeks from tonight, game one of the World Series. If the Astros are in it, it's guaranteed. It's at Minute Maid Park. Larry, we'll talk then. As always, appreciate the time and insight.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Charlie.
All right, need our...
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at dakota.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.